On Wednesday, September 14th, the Mi'kmaq Native Friendship Center and the North End Community Health Center hosted the community event called Vision 2011, The Future of a Community Space. The barbecue and information booths were held in Warrington Park, beside what was St. Pat's Alexander School. The K-9 school was shut down by the Halifax Regional School Board this September and is currently up for sale by the HRM. How do you feel about St. Pat's closing?
Really sad.
Like, our friends has to move out. We're like, yeah. My name is Palami, and when St. Patrick's school closed, I really felt bad because I really like that school. I know everyone. When I moved to other school, it feels like I'm the only person there that doesn't know anyone.
The event was organized to draw community attention to the bid that the Friendship Center and NECHC proposed for the old school site. According to Jane Maloney, the executive director of NECHC, they also wanted to show how the space could be used if it stays in community hands rather than going to private developers.
I'm on the board of the newly developed Business Commission, the North End Business Commission, and so we're not against redevelopment and revitalization of this part of town through increased retail and commercial activity. But a consequence of that revitalization is a desire for all the buildings that are on the street frontage of Gottigen Street to be retail and commercial. And so obviously there is the building that is currently owned by the North End Community Health Center and the two buildings that are owned by the Mi'kmaq Native Friendship Center, all on that street frontage. And we feel an increasing pressure for us to get off the street. Now, that can be an uncomfortable feeling unless we have a vision for where we would go. And in our opinion, it's the best of both worlds. If we can create a multi-purpose community health and wellness, cultural and physical activity center here on the St. Patrick's Alexandra School site that is co-located with the garden, the churches, youth net, and the square, UNIAC Square housing. And then we have no problem at all in the fact that when we sell our buildings on the Gottigen Street frontage, those will be given over to retail and commercial activity. We feel that this is a very valuable, diverse, vibrant, lively community. And with the right supports and services, this community can really benefit from that revitalization. Our concern is that if this site is developed for commercial property development and we get squeezed off the street, then our ability to support this community to be involved in and to prosper from that revitalization is extremely limited. There is no physical space left in this part of town that we could build a new building or find somewhere else to house the health center. The health center is extremely cramped. We are really struggling to provide the programs and services that we do out of our building. The Friendship Center has the same issue. They have a building that doesn't meet their needs, and they need to have the capacity to expand and to into other community groups. Those community groups from other Aboriginal organizations could be co-located on the site. And we also feel that there's a great opportunity here for the two organizations to work together, so that the North End Community Health Center could start to help support the Friendship Center in delivering health programming for the Aboriginal population.
The rotating crowd of about 70 people talked to staff from the two organizations, ate free barbecue, and checked out plans for the two brick buildings, all next to the two large and bountiful gardens near Brunswick Street. Hope Blooms, the North End Community Garden, started in 2010 as a project of NECHC. One garden is run by community members. The other is a garden and salad dressing enterprise run by kids from the neighborhood. All the money earned by selling their dressings go back into the garden and into a scholarship fund for inner city youth.
Are you part of the garden here?
Yes. We are part of the garden.
What did you harvest from the garden?
We harvested tomatoes, lettuce, beans. There's also some... We grew broccoli, but it failed because there was, like, the flowers started growing on it.
These are pictures from your community. Why did you put them here?
Because we just wanted people to see in what is our community is. We just took a picture of anything about our community to put on salad dressing or something. Some of our friends live down there, lives up here, and whenever we have garden, we can meet up here together and... work and play soccer.
What's your name?
My name is Kane Lee.
My name is Desarg Dave.
And my name is Boker Wade.
And my name's Christopher.
It was clear that community members took pride in the garden. It is proof for them that community center programs such as Hope Blooms make a positive impact in the neighborhood and especially on the kids.
So what do you want to see happen on this space?
I like the kids be around one another and still stick with the garden. The kids like that all year round. They don't mind be praying in different kind of vegetable and sounding and the salad dressing in there. They like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And how old are your kids?
Diamond is 5, Bunda is 3, and Christopher, he is 7. Victor, my oldest boy, who in with the garden.
And you guys are all living in the neighborhood?
Yeah, I just live right up on Uniac. Okay. Yeah.
And what's your name?
My name is Steady.
Part of it should be left as a park, like the kids' gardens. I mean, they don't want kids in trouble. It's better for them to be here than it is in jail or in prison.
In recent years, the North End community has been consistently developed with private condos, without an equal proportion of social program development to benefit the existing population. St. Pat's site is in the heart of a community. Members of the neighborhood answered the following question. What do you want to see happen with the St. Pat's site?
Programs that will be meaningful for this community, not just programs that you just set up just to see if they're... You know, something that the community could use. As long as it's used in that aspect, I'm all for whoever takes over. Hoping and praying that it doesn't go into a developer's hands. I hope it stays in a nonprofit organization's hands.
And what's your name?
Sean Parker.
Living for people who are on a fixed income. Safe, secure, affordable housing.
Yes. What's your name?
Marg.
And for seniors, too. Just
absolutely.
Don't build
There's
them.
Nothing for seniors anymore.
No.
They've got us all mixed in together, and it's all run by community services, which is not very, it isn't safe.
What do you want to see happen?
Probably like a huge playground for the kids or something, or like a museum of Halifax, like, I don't know, some good stuff.
What's your name again?
Callie Park.
The partnership between the Friendship Center and NECHC is cross-cultural, creating a good foundation for services for the diverse communities that make up the North End.
We like to think we've become part of this community. Our daycare is open to, I think we could say we've had almost every race possible. I mean, we've had just a wonderful eclectic mix of people. And so our Family Resource Center is primarily for Aboriginal clients. The daycare and some of our other services are accessible to all community.
You know, communities that people don't believe can work together are working together. There are not a lot of examples of Aboriginal, non-Aboriginal organizations working well together. And I think we can prove that that can be done here and to the real benefit of a number of communities who do not have access to a lot of supports right now.
The Friendship Center has been on Gottigan Street for over 30 years and is a base for Aboriginal people who live in both rural and urban areas. Lee Thomas, the Mi'kmaq Child Development Center Program Coordinator, explains that it's important for the center to stay in the North End where its services are accessible for everyone, such as Stephen.
I use the Friendship Center for employment services, school education, and also, like I said, internet to access the Facebook to like communicate with our family back home. So stuff like that. And phone, don't forget the phone. They have the phone that we could use and we could call it like communities and stuff.
With the Friendship Center, they offer schooling. I mean, they've got Chibukchuk College, we've got Metro Employment. With our side, with the Child Development Center, we have prenatal, which it's not just prenatal, it's social, it's the medical component, but it's also, we incorporate native traditions. We're drumming for the babies before they're even born. We're making moccasins, so people who may not have had those skills, they can learn moccasin making from elders for their own children. So we do prenatal, we do postnatal, we do parent and child, we do kids and culture, we do collective kitchens where people go home with the food for the whole week that they can freeze for their families. We do Aboriginal Head Start, free 4-plus schooling. We do a parent support group that we've run for 18 years, every Wednesday night for 18 years. And we do everything from traditions and culture and language to volleyball and belly dancing, you know, spiritual, physical, mental, emotional. So acquiring that center would just allow us to do everything we're doing even bigger and better.
HRM staff are expected to go to council this November to decide who gets the site. In the meantime, the Friendship Center and NECHC are calling on people to call their city councilor in order to build a groundswell of public support in the HRM.
Our community needs good supports, access to good education, good physical activities. It needs open spaces. It needs programming that support their needs as parents, as children, as seniors. And so it's not any different here than in Cole Harbour or in Clayton Park or in Musquodoboit Harbour. And all we've got to do is show that. And I think we have to show that ethically there is a duty not to strip assets out of an already marginalized community. So I think the most important thing that we can do is honor and respect the history and the cultural traditions of all of the communities that live here and make them a very prosperous and valuable part of the revitalization of the North End.
For the Halifax Media Co-op, this is Melissa Albiani.